You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
What's up, AfterBuzz fans? It's the girl, Nicolette Gaona, back in the building. Sorry I couldn't be with you guys last week. I know it's been a minute since I've been in here, but I cannot wait to talk about these episodes that we've been having, and it's been getting better and better, and there's no way they can be canceling it. It's just, I can't believe it. I'm here with my lovely co-host, as usual, Violet.
Hey, everyone. Nicolette, you're missed.
I know. I really missed you guys, too.
Yeah, it wasn't the same.
We didn't have, like, you know, our girl time,
our girl talk.
Come on now. You know, this episode was really good. The last week's episode, you know, I really got into it. It really brought us in, brought a lot of attention. And this is actually probably the best storylines that they've had so far. I mean, in my opinion.
Seriously, it's just getting good, like really, really good. And
maybe they're doing it on purpose because maybe like they'll be like, oh, this is so good that you can keep on going. I don't know.
Please.
Right? You know, so we started with Naveed and Liam, their whole situation with this whole plot of wanting to get this surf brand a go.
Yep.
Liam's been having, you know, his hard times with him thinking girls are using him, which, you know, we see at the end, you know, a couple of little things happen. But to get there, we have this girl. She's a pro surfer, not knowing she was in high school. Mm-hmm. I had no idea this girl was in high school. You know, they had a conversation with her. She was totally being a brat. She was just like, you know, if you can get this artist to come, then I'll be there. And then, you know, I'll do it. And, of course, they pull it off.
Right.
I mean, what did you think about the whole situation?
I thought it was just really weird. I thought it was such a weird storyline thrown into the mix. I mean, they brought back the surfboard line, Gnarly Girl.
Random.
So I thought that was better that they brought it back. But mm-hmm. the whole, like, the surfer chick and the boyfriend and then Liam kissing high school girl. I thought that was going to blow up in his face.
That was just doing the most.
Yeah.
Like, honestly. Because who does that? You're in high school. The girl's in high school. Yeah, you can make her boyfriend jealous by just saying something. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't have to kiss her. That's Liam always going too far.
Right.
And you're talking about girls using you. Well, you just use somebody else, you know, to get to what you wanted. So don't be trying to get things twisted.
Seriously,
you know what I'm saying?
Seriously.
You know, overall, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
You know, at the end, basically, the whole Annie situation, which we'll get to, messed the whole thing up, which I'm like, that's kind of dumb.
It is. I mean, I get it. She's in high school. The whole story is very mature. But I don't know, just for her to come be like, oh, I know it's you. How do they know it's even
exactly
him?
Thank you, Violet. Because you know what? I'm thinking in my head, how the hell do these people know it's these people unless Annie revealed the names
of
the people who were in it?
I don't think she did. Because
I don't think she did either.
Her. And even with the Patrick situation we'll get into later, how do they know it's, like, there's so many people it could be. Just because the guy's name is Leo in the book,
I know,
like, does not mean it's Leo.
We're going to get into that because that I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they obviously got everything they needed, you know, from Adriana's help. Mm-hmm. And I guess Adriana and Naveed have had a little bit of helping each other out.
Yeah,
lately.
A little, you know.
We had a nice surprise.
Scratch your back, I'll scratch mine kind of thing.
Right. We had a nice surprise last week.
Yeah.
They ended up hooking up while kissing. I don't know if they, like, did the whole shebang, but, you know.
Well, they woke up together, so.
Right. Yeah. Well, that was a whole lot than anything. Just the fact of them getting back together.
Right.
I'm so about it, though.
seriously, I like them together. They, I mean, even when she was going through so much drama and the baby and the drugs, Navid was the only one that was always there for her. And they're just like that couple that you just want to see together.
Right. And I mean, you're always rooting for them no matter what. You know, they always had each other's back. Like, I mean, you never saw it coming. But then they open it like, dang, like, why didn't we see that coming?
Yeah,
like, they were always meant for each other, you know? And it's just really crazy with the whole situation with, like, Silver. And, like, she really has always taken, you know, Adriana's guys, you know? But in this mix, we see them together. They wake up. They're like, oh, shit, we're together right now. Liam's knocking on the door. What the hell? What are we going to do? The whole time, you know, we see Age, she's like so about it, so wants to be back with him. And Navid's just shutting her down left and right.
I mean, a girl's going to come over and say, you know, I thought about this. You're not going to say your mind first. I mean, and then be like, oh, what were you going to say?
Typical 90210.
Right? Typical guys.
Well, no, because usually guys are like, okay, I'm going to wait till what she says.
Right,
like, what is she going to say?
True,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But a typical 90210 style.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, like, yeah, you're right. We shouldn't be together. Like, I would have been like, hold on. I was not about to say that, okay?
Right? I was like,
Right. Like, hold on. Rewind. Like, what was I about to say? Well, let me tell you what I was about to say, because that's not what I was about to say.
You're getting when they twisted. Do that. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. No, it wasn't.
Right. Like, if I was Adriana, I'd be like, no, here, look, this is what happened.
Yeah.
And what happened was, and what I'm trying to do is to be with you.
Right.
But you're over here tripping. That was so irritating. I was so irritated with that situation. So there goes Adriana going again and feeling sorry for herself. The huge.
Yeah, and when she walked out the door after they had that little conversation, she had the crazy in her eyes again.
Like,
I don't know. Is she going to?
Right.
It's Silver kind of ruining everything again, even though she's not trying to. I mean, Navid said, you know, I don't want to go through that drama again with Silver.
But obviously, Silver has moved on, so
right.
I don't understand.
I don't understand why she would ever get mad at Aid for,
typical girl stuff.
Right.
Ew. Before I get into this whole love triangle thing, I want you guys to go onto iTunes, rate us. I know we only have a few episodes left, but please go on there and give us comments and let us know what show we should do next, or if anything, suggestions, and go on there, rate, comment, you know, try to get us up on there on the top 10. You know, we love you guys. We love our fans who watch, and we know we're all fans of the show and we want to support them as much as we can and get all the juicy, you know, opinions.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. In this mix, we have Michaela.
Yes.
I'm kind of confused with her because you didn't do anything about it after you slept with Navid.
Right.
For all I know and for all Navid knows, he don't know you give two damns about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you've never talked to him about it ever since you got pregnant with Silver's baby, which, mind you, I really don't think she's pregnant.
Really?
I mean, I know she is, but
I'm dying to see what happens.
Right.
In the end, because I'm like, okay, is she going to have a baby? What if she miscarries?
What if it's Navid's baby?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
like,
gosh.
Like, I'm so serious.
Oh, you've been saying that from the beginning.
I really have.
And oh, like, my gosh.
Like, the fact that she's still in love with him.
Yeah.
Or still, like, likes him. She can't even
she
be in love with him.
Crush.
She don't even know him.
Like,
she don't even know him.
Ugh.
Right. And I just thought it was crazy that she even wanted, you know, Adriana's help.
Yeah.
Because of Silver and Aid's fight. Like, I don't feel like that was right, A.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole situation of her doing this contest, I mean, how did you feel?
Is she oblivious to the fact that Adriana and Navid have such a, like, deep history with each other? I don't get why she'd be like, oh, yeah, my crush is Navid. Like,
well, I don't think she knows.
Really?
I really don't think she knows.
Oh.
I think she was so oblivious. But the way she said it, like,
I don't know. It reminded me of a schoolgirl crush, kind of.
Right.
Like,
well, she
I have
just
a
like,
crush on him.
Yeah,
like,
obviously
no,
it's a crush.
You want him or you don't. Okay.
Right. I mean, obviously it's a crush, you
yeah.
know. I mean, we've seen it. And just the fact of them, you know, in there working together. I mean, mind you, I really think I dig that song. I wish they would have played the whole thing. The lyrics were cute.
I think we are going to end up hearing it because she submitted it. Adriana submitted the song.
Okay. This is what I think about the whole situation. The fact that she submitted the song, I'm like, okay, I get it. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's not going to hurt nobody she's going to be pregnant. People are not going to let a pregnant person go on stage.
Yeah.
No, like, who
no
wants
one's
to see,
sign that. Okay.
Exactly. Who wants to see a pregnant lady? I mean, okay.
Waddle on stage.
I'm just saying, I mean, I would watch it, okay, if that was the show. And if someone just, I wouldn't, you know, be about it. I'm just saying, you know, how many performers you see pregnant? I mean, except Beyonce, she's everything.
Right.
And except, probably there's a couple, actually, I could be wrong, but newcomers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
newcomers
yeah, yeah.
coming to the building, you know, those OGs, they can do whatever they want because they're talented as hell.
Beyonce can be.
Right. And whoever else yeah. did, they probably, you know, but newcomers,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? If you're trying to draw a fan base, typically,
or win a contest,
yeah. typically, the pregnant thing kind of probably wouldn't go.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably going to work against you.
Yeah. So, you know, Silver's kind of freaking out about it, but I'm like, girl, let's just all be real here.
But also, I was so pissed. I know, right? I was so pissed at Michaela because she never even told Silver it was like a tour and everything. She was just like, it's a contest to win a performance or to do a performance. And then Silver said, yeah, okay. And then, you know, she throws, oh, yeah, oh, my gosh, I'm going to go on tour. And if I win, and she's like, wait, hold up, what? What tour?
You're not going
so,
on a
yeah,
tour.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
I don't, yeah, it was, I think it was stupid of Michaela to even want to do it. I mean.
And then Adriana, like, what are you even doing? It's not even your song. You're not performing. So
seriously.
I mean, obviously, stick it back at Silver.
Because, yeah.
And it was stupid that Michaela was like, yeah, Aid, like, Silver won't let me do it. You know what? As this concerns, it's up to her because I'm carrying her baby. Like, this situation is just so weird.
I know.
And
it's
so,
like, her whole life is up to Silver, what she does
right.
and doesn't do. I don't know how the, all that works.
And then I'm thinking, why don't Silver and Mark just have a kid together?
Seriously.
Like, I'm so serious.
That'd
like,
be such a cute baby.
It really would,
right?
though. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, Silver and Mark should just say, you know what? We're going to have a kid, too.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the fact that she's having a kid. And did it end up? Yeah, it ended up being Teddy's kid, right?
Is it?
Yeah, because Teddy went through with it because
I totally forgot about
Michaela
Teddy.
Is, I know. Do you think he's going to come back?
I probably for the finale.
You think?
I think they'll all be back for finale.
I think so, too. Oh, my God. That's so crazy. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm getting distracted.
Aw.
You know, so their relationship blooms. Mm-hmm. As you can see, you know, Silver kind of took control of that situation. And they all took this trip to New York. Naomi was trying to impress somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, Silver's going with Mark because they had plans to do something.
Yeah.
And Naomi always has something up her... Up her
sleeve.
Up the sleeve. Right,
up the sleeve.
See, that's why I got
like
you
wear
here.
Sleeves.
You got my back.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think of Silver and Mark?
I think they're so cute together. I love that finally, there's a guy on 90210 who has his head on straight and he has a career.
Oh, he's so everything.
Seriously, and he's freaking gorgeous and... He's just, like, the perfect guy. And just, like, a regular guy you would find that, you know, has a job, is working hard for his money, and isn't just like, you know, let's make a surfboard brand, and let's do this, and let's open a bar.
He's a real man.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
Like, let's just get down to it.
Yeah.
He has this career going, exactly like you said. I mean, it helps that he's just so attractive.
He is so cute.
And, you know, he's just like, I'm not playing no games. Like, Silver's just like, oh, okay. Like, if I was Silver, I'd be like, Adriana who? No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Right?
I'm just kidding. We don't be doing our friends like that.
Right.
But they are so cute together. So, you know, they take this trip to New York City, which I thought it was so fabulous. The walk down Manhattan, all three girls together.
It was so Sex in the City.
But it's so,
so
funny
much.
Because Annie, I love you. But when she tries to look glamorous, it just does not work for her.
I mean, when you're standing next to Naomi, I think anybody would just
that
look.
That hair.
Yeah.
And that outfit. And that, whoever styled her, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Whoever styled Annie was looking crazy.
It was not right.
It was not a good look for her.
No.
I could have seen her in like a plain black dress.
Right.
Kept it simple.
Yeah.
But that blue with that diamond necklace with that hair.
Poor Annie. Just so much crap going on right now.
Right. I'm like, she did not need that outfit, okay?
Right.
She really didn't.
But Naomi looked freaking amazing, as usual.
To die for.
Did you see when they were walking, her hips were like, wee.
Oh,
wee,
yeah. No.
Like,
she is everything.
Yes.
Everything. That hair, makeup, earrings, like, to the T.
She's amazing.
And I love the fact, you know, Mark was there to support her. At first, you know, Naomi was just like, no, Mark, you can't be wearing this. You can't be doing that. You need to look different. And if you think about it, Naomi has been that way her whole entire life from what we've seen.
That's so true.
And that's why she needed a mark in her life to basically look like, look, I'm happy with who I am. So if you have a problem with it, well, too bad. Goodbye.
He keeps her real. Mm-hmm. He brings her down to hello, bring her to earth, earth to Naomi. Right. And I feel like her friends have never done that. They've just gone along with whatever. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, it's just Naomi, whatever.
Right.
But Mark is like, no, just act yourself. You're good enough. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to act like somebody else. And I love that.
Me too. And you know what else I love is that he didn't turn out to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's actually there to be there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And to really, like, actually someone to enjoy. And it's not, like, stressful to be, like, stressing what is he going to do next. Like, he actually truly, like, cares about his sisters, you know?
He's like, I'm there for you, you know?
Right, exactly.
Oh,
and,
cute.
Yeah, so we see them going to this ball. At the point, Naomi doesn't think Mark is going to come.
Right.
And she finally meets
Jordan's mom.
And his mom was just not having it.
Not the nicest person in the world.
Right. And Kiki Palmer is his sister. That's so cute. I haven't seen her, like, in a long time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool that she's kind of grown up and doing her thing. So shout out to you, girl. You're doing it. And all of a sudden, they start bidding. And, you know, Jordan's mom was like, oh, like, you guys aren't going to be, like, putting any money towards this.
Yeah.
So why are you here?
Yeah.
Basically.
It's like, okay.
What are you auctioning?
Nice to meet you, too.
Right. Like, she was just like, ooh. And you know Naomi. She loves a good fight.
Mm-hmm.
So she sat right over in the corner as we see Mark popping up. And he
auctioned off himself.
Yeah. 20 grand.
I love that. And then it wasn't, I thought, I was like, okay, that's a little weird. This is a really classy event. But he was like, my chefing, my, you know.
Oh, right. I was really nervous about that. So I was like, oh man,
seriously,
is he going to make them look bad?
Yeah.
But they were loving it, especially the Cougars. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm how. $20,000?
Right.
$20,000?
Okay.
$100.
$100.
The guy's like, okay.
Right, like, I'm worth $100 to you. But, I mean, we ain't about to throw real numbers out there.
Right.
We can't do the real numbers, okay? But, you know, I thought it was super cute that he did that for her.
Yeah.
And the fact, I saw it where she called Annie her sister, and I thought that was really
funny. Yeah, I thought
funny.
That was so cute.
They're, like, connected from Mark, so it's funny. And then...
before you go on, I love that she's like, and there's Aaron Silver. He's practically engaged to my... She's practically engaged to my brother.
I was like, I love that. But, like, she would say that. She's, like, practically engaged. Like, that's why she's here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that. I really did.
That was one of my favorites.
Yes, that was a good moment from her. I definitely would agree. And it was super cute, you know, how he's just like, all right, Silver, let's go get that pizza. And
yeah.
I'm just like, oh, he's so cute. Can I go?
He's like so perfect. Just like.
Yeah. And so it ends with Naomi having a meltdown with the mom.
You know what? From all her meltdowns, I really like this one. She finally stood up for herself and was like, this is me. Either like it or not, I don't care. And she didn't even care at that point if Jordan was going to be with her or not.
Right.
She just left.
And she just wanted to be herself.
I was like, finally, girl, you have so much to offer. And she's so insecure, it seems like. And
it is, because she's been so insecure of, like, wanting to be with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, her whole life, she hasn't had, like, a father, a mother really figure.
Right.
Like, her mother was cool, but she wasn't, like, you know, that mother figure.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister was evil. She's always been trying to search for love. And I feel like this last season, she's really found herself a lot.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, she's learned through Max, and she finally actually knows what she wants and who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she's done all those bad things. And yes, she's gotten arrested. And yes, she's been to jail. And yes, she's messed up a marriage. But that's me.
Yeah.
Okay, I get what I want, and I do what I want. And okay, yes, something comes with it. Well, I might have been at the wrong place in the wrong time,
right.
But I was doing the right thing at that time.
Exactly.
You know, and that's how she's always been.
Yeah. So I'm like rooting. I have always been Team Naomi. So I'm happy she's finally owning up to herself.
I agree. And, I mean, it looks like Jordan wasn't mad at it.
I know. Jordan liked it, too.
Showed up. That was, like, a really cute mix that I put him in the mix. I'm like, okay, Naomi, yeah, get that girl. Okay.
Seriously.
Better get her that man. All right.
And he's, like, so much more, like,
mature and tall and just
like,
businessman and just, like, woo!
Yeah, she needs, like, that to hold her together and...
And to ground her. Yes. And, like, she needs a powerful guy, too. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's very powerful. And yeah. I think they could just really just be powerful together.
Exactly. And Max was... He was powerful in his career, but he wasn't, like...
He couldn't, like...
She controlled him, kind of.
Right.
You know?
Like, so. Max couldn't really be the man in the situation.
Exactly.
Like, he would just be the man.
Yeah.
Was he in Temptation?
I don't know.
He looks like the guy... No, he wasn't in Temptation.
He was in Hellcats.
Okay. That's where I recognized him. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Robbie Jones.
Yeah.
Love him.
He better do that. We end the whole shebang, the whole episode with Annie, Patrick, and Dixon, the whole situation. Basically, you know, we know Annie told Dixon. I mean, how do you feel like the reaction that Dixon gave?
You know, I know Dixon has been so he overreacts about a lot of things, but I like the way he handled himself on this one. I mean, I could only imagine how pissed he is. Just, I'm glad he was pissed. Not so much mad, but he felt bad about what she did to put him through rehab. So I like that he actually said that rather than saying, oh, why, how could you do this? And you turned yourself into this and blamed it on her. So I was happy about that. And I just love what he did for her. I was like, yes.
When,
oh my gosh,
Patrick really walked in his house, I knew it was about to go down. I didn't know, like, if he was going to tell. I didn't know how it was going to go down. But it went down so classy and so, like, oh, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
But you're not messing with my family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was just so perfect and smart. And
smooth.
Yes, yeah,
so smooth. Exactly. And as we saw, you know, Dixon went to New York. Annie went on stage. And I'm so proud of Annie. Mm-hmm. And that's another person who's really grown.
Seriously.
Like, I feel like, you know, Naveed, Liam, they're still the same person. I don't feel like they've grown as much as a character, as a person. But Annie, she really has grown. She's really taken time to just really realize, okay, you know what? I am talented in all these things that's happened to me. Well, and it's just so awesome that she's able to put her life out there and really, like, cope with it by doing that book.
Mm-hmm. She took complete control of everything that happened to her and all this drama and all the situations she's been in. So she turned into a positive.
Yeah, and I'm really happy that she went out there and she did it. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't know what to do if I really had that guy, Patrick, like, on my back like that. It's kind of scary.
Right, it is.
And
then, he's a powerful guy.
And that's what we're talking about. How did people know that it was going to pinpoint back to him? How did people know that it was going to be Leo, or Leo is Liam? You know, it's like, and then Liam's like, you're messing with people's lives. And I'm just like, she really isn't, because if she was messing with y'all's lives, she would have put Liam Cord, Patrick, whatever his last name was. You know what I mean? Like, these are like names.
I don't get it. I mean, maybe when she was talking to Nancy O'Dell, she revealed everybody, but that would have been something they would have shown us, you know? So I just don't understand it.
And then at the end, you know, he comes up and he's like, my wife found out. I'm like, how? What?
It's like there's, like, news all over my front yard. What?
It's so bizarre.
It is.
I don't know. I need to, like, maybe go back and watch and see if there's
like
any other clues.
Yeah, or something.
Exactly. So, you know, we see at the end, they're all having dinner, and we saw Patrick stare out of the bag.
Yes.
I didn't know it was about to be a bomb. I don't know.
Right. I didn't know
what he
was
about
to
do. Mark ends up getting arrested.
Yeah, and it was crazy because when they were sitting around and talking, they're like, oh, we had a little holdup in the thing.
Right.
And I was like, okay, so nothing happened. Great. Like, he couldn't do anything.
Exactly.
So I was like, wonderful. And then the cops show up and, you know, ask for Mark. And, cocaine, really?
I don't know.
How
did
he have cocaine on him?
Well, no. Patrick put it in his thing.
Yeah. How did Patrick have cocaine on him? Like, oh, hey, there's a bag. I'm just going to
throw it in there.
Right. How did he know he was going to run into a bag? What?
I don't know. We saw the predict. Once we get into predictions, I mean, we've seen the next episode. I don't really like that they took it there. I'm kind of mad because I'm like, come on, everything's going good.
Yes,
like,
everything
keep
was,
it
like,
going.
Finally,
like,
happening.
Why did he have to get arrested? Like, we all know it wasn't his. Mm-hmm. Like, come
they
on
just
now.
Test him and just get over with.
But. Right. So, I mean, they couldn't even finish dinner. That's so rude. Like,
it's like, hold up.
How do they know? Like, hold on. Someone's getting arrested for coke. Like, so ridiculous.
And don't they need a warrant or something to come in the house?
I know. it's crazy, but you know, that's how TV shows work. And
true.
Overall, I feel these are going to be some really good, you know, storylines mm-hmm. to the end. And let's get into predictions.
Yes.
You're like waiting for her.
Now, you're After Buzz TV.
Predictions, y'all. So, we see Mark in the jail.
Mm-hmm.
Them trying to bail him out, trying to figure out what is going on. Silver and Naveed back together with Michaela walking in, is it?
Silver and Naveed.
I mean, sorry, Adriana.
I was like, what?
Sorry.
Adriana. Did I miss that?
No. Adriana and Naveed together, and Michaela apparently walks in, or they're like fighting over him.
Oh my gosh.
It's just going to be a really big mess. And I'm kind of disappointed because today was so perfect and everything like that. And or not today.
Yeah, this
like
week.
This week, this episode was so perfect. And now it went back to bringing drama, us down again.
High school drama.
Trying to get somewhere. Who's going to get what? But we know at the end, it's all going to come together. There's always going to be answers. Mm-hmm. And that's what 90210 is so good about doing, is answering our questions that we be having.
Yes, definitely.
And I'm so glad that we could be here and recap this episode. We'll be back next week going over the episode. I cannot wait.
Oh my gosh.
It's gonna be good.
So
do you have
excited.
Any predictions?
I just think it's just I just hope they're not gonna go down that road again.
Me
I think
too.
There's two little episodes left for them to go down that road.
I know. It's just really crazy how it's gonna end out.
Yeah.
Because how are they about to put all these storylines together?
There's so much.
With only
going
like
on.
What, four more episodes,
yeah.
maybe, you know? It's gonna be really crazy.
Yeah.
But I can't wait. Until next week, I'm your host, Nicola Caona. I'm going to be dropping my new single and my first music video this Saturday. So watch out for it and go to my website, sinseidontplay.com. Music is coming to you soon.
How exciting.
I'm really excited.
And I'm Violet Condon, of course. And you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Violet Condon.
Yes. All right, y'all. Have a good night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.